Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 591 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is August 9th, 2020. We broadcast every week. Sunday is 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast. And we would be remiss if we didn't say 3 p.m. out in Central Time Zones. We are on Twitch and YouTube. Sadly, no longer Mixer. Wah, 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 wah. See, doing my own sound effects. Anyway, I am your host, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. On the show, manning the decks and giving fantastically late sound effects, Robin Tate.
Thank you very much. Love it.
Good evening. Hi, it's Robin here. It's Robin Tate. I am Bongo the Sea and I am in Northern Ireland. Hello, everybody. Nice to see you again. Yeah, it's been a few weeks. No, it hasn't. It's been 2 weeks. What a 2 weeks it was. Yeah, good to be on the show, Greg. Everybody else has either, fallen off the edge of a cliff or got buried in their own back garden or other stuff that been arrested, all that sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah, let's not beat around that bush here. there were one, possibly two legitimate excuses for not being on the show. And then we had, you know, others. So, I mean, Phil and Mark, legitimate, you know, health-related.
Seriously?
And then
Mark had his hand
in
the bush?
And then we had Pete, you know, he's just like, I haven't had tea yet. I mean, come on. And then, you know, then we had Gary. I mean, who needs power? Come on, we can podcast without power. You can just go to McDonald's. It's been done before, I'm just saying. So, yeah. There were some really poor excuses. And then, of all the people, the person who also had a legitimate excuse not to be on the show, Robin, she was watching multiple kids, potentially more kids were going to be coming to the house. But she found a way. She threw the kids in the closet, locked them in there with some water, some food, a cartoon to watch on the telly. And she's good. And that is Kim Woods. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Thank you. Howdy from the humid state of Missouri. So at least my part of the state is very humid. So if I start melting into a pile, don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
I'm melting.
Exactly.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's warm everywhere.
That's true.
Robin, it's warm out your way too, is it not?
Yesterday and today, absolutely wonderful. Well, today was not just as nice as yesterday, but in England at the moment is like megabucks. You know, it's like 35 degrees and stuff like that there. We're only 500 miles away from those buggers, and it seems to be 10 degrees cooler always here and much wetter. So, we look at London and the north of England as just pariahs. So, when the revolution comes, they'll be first up against the wall.
Okay, and there's that. Okay, let's talk about some birthdays. We've got Craig Turner turning 40-ish today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Craig, welcome to almost retirement age. Also, Jason Garr is having a birthday tomorrow. He is turning, unfortunately for Jason, he is the age of retirement, 75. It only comes once. Congratulations.
The plastic surgery with Jason has been unbelievable. It's actually really, really good. And those hair transplants.
I know. Yeah.
Just when look at the photographs of him, it's unbelievable. That's why he's so addicted to hair.
Yeah. No. It is amazing.
Yeah.
It is amazing. The transformation. Incredible. Anyway, we want to play them this song, Robin.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you.
Oh, Elvis, go. Leave the building, happy Elvis.
Get out of the building, yes. All right, happy birthday's done. Let's see, we've got, was it Jorge Mario Bergoglio.
You what?
Welcome. Welcome to following us. I never know, Robin, if these are real people or fake people. I assume most of this is fake news.
Not this week. Sometimes I'm guilty of putting an odd one in there. But oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Yes, that is from that was me. That was a couple of weeks ago. Yes,
and it was fake news. Okay.
Sorry, that's but you do know who this is?
I do not.
Jorge Mario Bergoglio. Yeah. Why don't you just copy and paste that and throw it into Google just for a second? No?
I will later. Right now, I'm going to concentrate on our viewership.
It's the Pope,
our
Greg.
Friends
it's the Pope.
Coalescing. We've got people in the chat. Kim, let's give a quick shout out to the people in the chat.
Okay. We've got Scott Stubby, Hardly Dan, and Lord of the Manor. So let me check the little thing, see if there's anybody lurking. Nope, there's no one lurking. So, yep.
Well, welcome to the show. And also belated thanks to Pope Francis for following us. All right.
Okay.
Let's dive into story time.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Wow. Stories.
Right. Yeah, stories. So that's what we talk about. What's kind of been going on during the week. Not just kind of. What has been going on during the week. So for me, it's been a work-filled week. Work just got insanely busy. A ton of quick turn, big proposals we had to get done in a quick amount of time. And there's nothing worse than that. Usually agencies and companies will give you a week and a half or so to get proposals done for them and then turned in. This week I had three different proposals come or requests for proposals come in basically between last Friday and Monday, and all of them had anywhere from 2 to 3 day lead times. And it's just like, just insane, nose to the grindstone. So got those out of the way, got them done finally. Last one heading, going out basically at 6 o'clock Friday night. So I used up every ounce of the work week I could possibly do.
Yeah, I know that one.
Let us, yeah, no, I know you've been busy too, Robin. Work has stupid. Picked up just a tad.
Stupid. Yeah, like, well, I am trying. Well, Judith and I have a week off from Glenn. Glenn is on respite for the first time this year. And we just got word of it last Thursday that this was going to happen. So I'm trying to take the week off. We've booked a little Airbnb down in County Fermanagh, which is a beautiful part of Northern Ireland. Lots of water and lakes and very scenic, very lovely. And but, of course, trying to get ready for that, I have in the middle of some really big projects. Nothing actually moving for a few weeks, but in the middle of negotiating a whole pile of stuff and doing... I do more than I should, or, you know, I don't just speak to a client and do a quick... quote. I do 3D, right. 3D models. I think we have a CAD department, but my clients love to see what I'm creating for them, and a 3D model speaks 1,000 words or 10,000 words. So there's one particular client I'm trying to get stuff done for, and I was working on it yesterday. It takes days to put one of these things together properly, but so I want to get that done tomorrow, finished, and get it off to him. That'll buy me some time. I have an appointment on Wednesday at lunchtime, and we'll leave on Wednesday and we'll head off for a few days after that appointment. The fam will come with us. So yeah, it's been just crazy busy work-wise, just nutty. And it didn't help, Greg. So since I've been last on the show, my poor little work car, I don't drive anything too fancy for work. it's a Volkswagen Passat. And I was bongo sandwiched Friday week ago.
Yes.
So I stopped behind a car that was moving. We were doing about 50 miles an hour, and the car stopped suddenly in front of me. I stopped behind it suddenly enough, but stopped safely, stopped, you know, a few feet behind him. And then some lovely lady, you decided to use me as her brakes. And destroyed my car, destroyed her car. She ended up in hospital, the front of my car, and then went into the car in front of me, and the arse of my car was destroyed. Anyway, the car was written off. You use that term, yeah, written off, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was total. What we total, say it's total.
Total, written off.
Yep. Written off, total.
Written off, yeah. And the insurance yep. company wrote it off. Yeah. Right. So I've been on a hire car. Bit stiff for a few days. I'm okay. The girl that hit me, she had a few broken ribs, I think. But yeah, she admitted liability, of course. One of those split second things. You know, it was. Yeah, oh, yeah. She just took her out for a split second. Maybe she was watching TikTok or something as she was driving along, you know. And yeah. There you go.
She banned that.
Yeah, that didn't help. I still have to get a new car sorted out. I've got a hire car at the moment, so. Yeah.
Are you leaning towards another Passat?
Don't know.
What's
it was the first Volkswagen I had out. I usually drove Audi A4s for work. So maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure. They've given me a Ford Kuga, which is like a Jeep thing. It's a bit like your car. Yeah?
Okay.
Okay, it's a bit. Right. Yeah,
I'm not familiar with the Ford Cougar. That has to be Kuga. A European brand.
Kuga, Ford Kuga. It looks Kuga? Like it's a Jeep type thing, yeah? Yeah. But it's beautifully fitted out. It's leather interior. It's sharp. It's all lovely blue lights and gauges and big massive screens. And yeah, it's quite nice actually for a worky car. It's quite cool. But yeah, I like it comfortable to drive. I do quite a bit of mileage, and it's important to me to be comfortable. Yeah, but I have lots of stuff going on. Do you have other stuff? Because I've got lots of stuff to talk about.
Well, let's talk to Kim real quick. Yeah. Kim, why don't we shift a little bit over to you. What's been going on in your neck of the woods?
Not a lot. Traffic. Just watching. Yeah. Watching the kids. I've got Colton all week. Sometimes I've got Anthony and Owen. They were actually gone last week to Oklahoma to see my sister's in-laws. I'm trying to think what else I did. Oh, I finally hung up my Red Dead Redemption autographs. I got those hung up
seen
on the wall.
Those. That looked good.
Yeah, yeah. Right? And, I don't know. Other than that, I've been watching my neighbor over. We had a new guy move in over across the road, and he's been over here, like, building things on his house and his shop, and now he's over there tilling up his field. So if you hear a random tractor, that's him. So,
Kim, talk to us about your Amish people, your Harrison Ford that you thought was moving in. That was cool.
Uninvited house guest.
Yeah, I think it was Tuesday with my day off. And I'm cleaning up my kitchen, and I happen to look out my front door, and I notice there's a black van sitting in the end of my driveway, and I'm thinking, well, who the hell is this? You know, and next thing you know, the back door opens, and this little Amish lady steps out, and she's kicking floor mats out into my driveway, and I'm thinking, what is she doing? So the next thing you know, she's cleaning out the car, and the Amish, which I'm assuming is her husband, this Amish guy was standing in front of the van, and he was using a cell phone, which I thought was weird, but I assume nowadays the way things are, it's fine, I guess, because, you know, Amish, they don't have electricity or anything like that. So anyway, he's using a cell phone and looking at a piece of paper, so I'm assuming they're lost. So anyway, I watched this, and it was probably, what, an hour before I finally realized, apparently, they're broke down and they were waiting for a ride, but I didn't realize this, so they're kicking stuff out of the back of the van, so I think they're going to squat on my driveway. I'm just waiting for a tent to come out and get put up, and there you are. So
eventually, did you have to get up because you were lying prone with your eye through a lens for too long, and that's why you had to get up? Yeah.
No, nothing like that. Because you know, I thought about it, but then I thought, you know, they actually apparently see to think that's a crime, and with my luck, I wouldn't have Trump around to you know, pardon me in case I got thrown in jail. So I mean, I'm not a lawyer with a bunch of money. So you know,
we'd rally to your cause, Kim. We'd rally.
Thank
to your
you.
Cause.
I appreciate yeah. that. So yeah, I sit there for probably, and you guys were, you know, reading my WhatsApp chats as I was going along, and it was like a 2-hour long ordeal. And come to find out, apparently the van was transporting Amish, which if you live in my neck of the woods, and I'm sure it happens in other places since they don't drive and they use horse and buggy, they have people that transport them to places. So
can I just say how this is? I mean, I know it's not illegal, but it just sounds illicit. They're transporting Amish. It's like Amish, smuggling them.
Underground yeah. Amish railroad.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Class.
So anyway, the van had broke down, so they were waiting for somebody else to come along to pick up this Amish couple and take them elsewhere, wherever they were going.
Wherever they were needed.
Yeah. All right. So it was like a 2-hour ordeal. And finally, you know, once they were gone, the van was still sitting at the end of my driveway. And she's walking back and forth down the driveway. And I'm like, I don't know what she's doing or why she's still sitting here. Apparently, there was a flat tire. So pretty soon, a white van pulls in. I'm like, shit, they're multiple. the guy comes out and he changes her tire, and then finally, eventually, 2 hours later, they took off. So yeah, that was an interesting start to my day off. So yeah.
Yeah, well,
I know, right? Some of the shit happens at my driveway. The people that pull in, it's a weird thing.
Is there a sign or something to say weird people stop here or like Area 51 or something?
You know,
or?
The funny thing is they were parked right next to a gate that's got a no trespassing sign wired to it because I got tired of people pulling in my driveway.
Well, were they in your driveway or were they in front of your driveway? That's the key distinction here.
They were in my driveway.
All right, because so you had every right to shoot them.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, because this Amish couple was like 80. Oh, I could just see them when I walked out with my shorts and my shotgun, and they probably would have just keeled right over then, and that would have been the end of it. So.
Scott Sebby, by the way, in the chat says this sounds like a good plot for a movie. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
This Harrison is right? Yeah. The plot.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah, and we get Harrison to dust off his Amish cap, and he can come play the Amish.
Love that movie.
Who played? Was right? It Meg Ryan? Would it be maybe would be a Kim? Would that work?
I could see a Meg Ryan as Kim, sure.
Yeah, you know the. No, they're not even going there.
No,
let's not go there. No, different movie. Anyway, speaking of which, I've got lots of pussies. So
yes, we've heard you have pussy galore.
Yeah, pussy galore. I haven't had the best of luck. Our last cat was called Lucky. That was because he was number 3. The other ones were flattened or murdered by my neighbour, and we're not quite sure. So one day Judith said, "Go and collect my pussy." And I went to collect her pussy, and there was two, and I collected two pussies. So the pussies are now outside. We have the cat cam set up. Which is now little. They're a couple of months old. Two little kittens. They're outside. We've got a little run for them until they get a bit older. I am very allergic to cats, so it's strange that we have them. But because we're out here in the countryside, it's nice to have a few cats to keep the mice down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So that's
kind of why mice, and we had rats a while back there because of the little stream, and when we had cats around, that never happened. Anyway, literally the first day. Little pussies were in the garage here and outside. Late one evening, I'm walking back over to the house, and who appears? Lucky the cat. He must have smelt them. He disappears off, wow. Wanders the countryside. We hear stories that like 6 or 7 miles away, he's spotted.
Stories from Lucky.
Yeah, because Lucky's a black and white, big, massive. He looks like a toilet brush, big, bushy, bushy cat. Boy, Tom cat. So we have two more little cats. And it's nice because they're playing along with each other and having good fun that way. So, yeah, so we've got lots of pussies again.
I'd say you have more cameras on the animals, and I mean, you become a compound. Really, this is it's a compound. It's no longer just a house; it is a compound.
Actually, there are multiple cameras around. Yeah, there's one right up behind me, above my head, in the back corner over there, coming down here. There's one outside, looking down in. There are two at the back, two now at the front,
Robin,
and one into the garden. And I can
look. You have so many cameras in the house.
There's a couple in the bedroom, a few in the bathrooms.
How can you safely watch porn?
You switch them off.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, you turn them off.
Yeah. It's like throwing a tea towel over your Kinect. You know, that's the things that you have to do, you know. Turn the Kinect right.
Sock over it.
Anyway, other stuff then. Yes, we are going away this week, this beautiful sea, there's not seaside, it's inland lakes. And we have a house, it's in Ardoven Bay. So it's beside the Killyhevlin Hotel, very, very swish hotel. And it's right on the water side. There's beautiful... very picturesque. I have a boat organized that I've chartered for next Friday. So I have it for a full day. The paddle board is coming with me. I got myself a new short wetsuit and another one for Charlie, who's in Malta.
Yeah,
he's on holiday at the moment. He comes back on Tuesday. And the young guys, we have a couple of other wetsuits. So I'm going to do some paddle boarding and a bit of that. And some friends are coming down with us. So we're going to have a nice couple of days down there. So I'm Aquaman. I'm going to be in there. And you've seen the photographs of me in my new wetsuit. They were, it's really my new figure can get into my wetsuit, so it's kind of cool. And the final thing that I've been really enjoying, and I've sadly, for good or for bad, I have dragged some of the other people into it. Over the last several months, I have been a miniature Gordon Gekko. I have been buying and selling shares and having a great time with it. Started with a small pot of money, and that pot has now built up to quite nicely, actually. And Phil and Mark and Pete have sort of jumped in. So I'm using an app called Trading212. If you want to join in, let me know at Bongo the Sane. I'll send you a little referral. You'll get a free share. I'll get a free share. And you can join our little WhatsApp group if you're interested. This is not big bucks here. The guys are starting with a tenner and stuff like that there, and buying and selling bits and pieces. And I've found it like it's another video game. I think it's very funny. Not funny. I think it's very exciting.
Right.
And, you know, when you're watching, when you buy, okay, something like the last week, US markets, this Kodak thing, Kodak, the camera company, who had been getting this like $700 million grant from the government to go and make drugs instead of camera stuff for coronavirus, and got wind of this, and their shares were like there, and they went, phew! And I rode that coattail. And I can't just imagine, you know, me putting 100.
You're the day trader. They call you the day trader.
I'm a day trader. I'm a day trader. I'm not a swinger. I'm a day trader. So,
yep.
I've been buying and selling, you know, buying. So I buy UK stock in the morning, 2 o'clock or so in the afternoon. If it's doing okay, I'll sell out and then go into the New York Stock Exchange and buy Apple, Facebook, Google, Warren Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway does very well. And tomorrow morning we'll be at it again. I find it very interesting, and I think I've been making, last week I was making an extra 100-120 quid a day, every day last week, from, you know, just setting stuff up and away I went. So yeah, interesting. If you want to know more, contact.
Time to quit your job, Robin. It's time to quit. Do it full time.
I would need to. I have thought about
it. That's the scary leap.
To do what I want to do now, to take a bit of a cut where I am, but I would have to do about £250 per day to £300 per day, clear, 5 days a week, 52 weeks a day.
If you'd really thought this through, Robin.
Yeah.
What you should have said is to Mark, Pete, and Phil, I'll run your accounts for you for a small percentage.
Yeah, no. It's a bit of fun. I don't think it's ever going to get like that. But you know what? I enjoy it at the moment anyway, so we'll see. And that's about me. That's so much. I've wrecked a car. I've played with pussies. I've put myself into a very extremely tight sort of outfit. Oh, Mark sent me his stream deck. So this little boyo here.
Yeah.
This is cool. Yep. Is this the same one that you have? 6-button?
Yes.
That I got you?
That is the exact same one I have. It is fantastic.
No, I haven't.
Works great.
I just got it quickly. I haven't really had time. I set up the 6 buttons mostly for like websites like Twitter and YouTube WhatsApp and the trading site that I use, Trading 1212. Very good. So I'm going to set it up for where this, I believe, comes in really handy is for transitions. So going from... Yep. One scene to another in OBS and like that. Yep. But it is such a cool little piece of kit. I've just even find myself, just for the stuff I have on it, you know, boing, away you go. So it's a set of buttons of shortcuts, I suppose.
Yeah, that's really what it is.
Hmm.
But the nice thing is it works really well with OBS, so you can, instead of having to pay attention to the screen and clicking transitions and teeing up the next background, if you will, you can do that using the buttons.
So,
to be perfectly honest, the amount of screens we have, I almost would go with like a 9-button layout.
Yeah, yeah.
That ultimately would be perfect.
So how do you think it works? I mean, is it individual screens or is it one screen that's touch button? One screen that parts of it?
They're all individual screens for me. Cool. So I have one that says stream, which basically
I mean physically how it works. Is it one screen, do you think, it's behind there that is push button, like, you know, or is
no,
it little
no, no, no. I honestly don't know, and I honestly don't care. Find out.
It just works. You just plug in the USB and it works. And the software is very, very good. You're absolutely right. With most of the streaming software, especially OBS, you can set up screen transitions and all that sort of stuff. So very, very, very good. So thanks, Mark. That was good. I like that. And
So just to kind of round things out, and then we'll dive into some game stuff. But I also have been enjoying some respite care. So we got the weekend off from Colin. He is right now still at his daycare. They did an overnight. So we don't get as long a respite as you do, Robin, where you actually have Glenn for, you know, the week with the respite facility.
Oh, hold on. Sorry, that happens once a year, Greg, and normal time when zombies are not
regardless,
around.
Yeah. No, I know. Don't get me wrong. So ours is more frequent. But it's just for an overnight.
Hmm.
So the pediatric daycare center that Colin actually attends, they'll do it overnight every month or a month and a half. They'll put one on. But they had stopped it for almost a year. And so for a year, we didn't have any respite care at all, no break. And so finally, we're back to it. Looks like child is... Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so we have our break from Colin. So we got out, we went, had a lovely dinner last night, actually listened to some live music, which was a real surprise. We didn't anticipate finding anything like that at all. And in fact, we were really bummed. We were talking about it, like, we can't even go to like a bar with karaoke or anything like that because they're all shut down right now. Everybody's doing outdoor only dining. It's reservations only.
Yeah.
But we were able to get in at one of our favorite restaurants. And turns out a restaurant just down the way was doing outdoor music. And so we really just had a lovely dinner, enjoyed the whole night. That's been the weekend so far. So not much gaming going on my end, but eating and drinking and enjoying some good music.
Cool.
So that said, let's go talk some video games.
Oh, video games. Okay.
Yeah.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
You're one pathetic loser. You're a loser.
Okay.
By the way, Dan says they are individual OLED screens. He said, watch out for burn-in. I don't really know how you can avoid the burn-in, to be perfectly honest.
No, I muted it.
You didn't mute
it. No, you didn't.
You talked right
now. No, you didn't mute it.
Yeah. You're not muted.
Not muted.
All right. Let's talk about. We've got the game freebies. We'll skip that for now. We'll let Kim do that. That's her spiel. But let's talk about what we've been playing, Robin. I'll start.
Okay.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Okay.
I have been continuing to enjoy playing this game. It is such a big game. I think that is both exciting and honestly off-putting to me. I really want my games these days to be in that, I'd say, like 20-hour range is perfect. 30 hours is kind of pushing it. And when I get to a game like Assassin's Creed Odyssey, it is, I mean, I think it's like 80 hours. I could be wrong. I mean, it is just a massively big game. I have just recently got to a point where they even hinted at or they kind of introduced the future because basically, as everybody knows, all Assassin's Creed games have this tie into kind of present day, and they're going back in time using technology to traverse and take basically play the part of a person in history. So that just happened, and it's like I'm just at the tip of the iceberg with this game, and I'm kind of thinking about God, the hours left to play almost make me not want to play.
Isn't that odd? Because everybody says it's a fantastic game, but it's so long you resent giving it so much time. I mean, that's
And I think one of the things, it's funny you said that, you resent it. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at the map and I'm starting to pull it back out into like looking for kind of where my next quest was taking me. And I keep expanding it out. I'm like, where the hell is it? And then I see where it's taking me to and I'm like, oh, for love of God. And it's like
almost like an entirely new map distance away, and it's already a massive map. So it just it is a lot. I still really enjoy it. I do find it funny that they had somehow, you know, as Ubisoft apparent, you know, the commentary is that Ubisoft originally was saying that this game shouldn't have a female protagonist because you know, they wanted to make it with a male protagonist. Yet my understanding is, you know, they added the male protagonist in, or because I just say this, the difference of voice acting between the female version versus the male version of main characters in this game,
yeah,
is almost night and day. And the female version feels very natural. The dialogue is all well done. It's a really well acted and well voice scripted game. When I tried playing as the guy,
it was like the T-boy.
Yeah, it was horrible. So, I mean, I encourage them to continue to make games that give options like that. But if they're going to give the options, put the effort into it. But also, don't be afraid of female lead characters, for sure.
Be very afraid. Very afraid.
Anyway, so yeah, so Assassin's Creed Odyssey. There's so much, Robin. I mean, I'm looking at my character and I'm looking at the skill tree and developing my character and then all of the weapon upgrades I can do. And then you can upgrade and your crew of your ship, and you upgrade the ship and the crew and how good they fight in the open sea. And on top of that, there is this tree of mercenaries that you will potentially be fighting over the course of the game, that it's kind of like almost like a nemesis system in a way. So there's that. And then there's the whole plot. The whole main plot has a gigantic tree of characters that essentially are people that you eventually will seek out to kill or at least you know, interact with. It's so much. It's too much. At the end of the day, I really feel like Assassin's Creed Odyssey went just a little bit too far down that rabbit hole. But anyway,
I haven't played the one before this. I've said this before, and I hear it's still good, but this is even better. But is that time? That's the problem. Time. What do you do?
100%. Yeah. Well, what you do is you play some Halo Reach. That's what you do, Bob.
Absolutely correct. I play some Halo Reach, and that's so odd. The only night that I really had a lot of time through the week there was I ended up looking at the computer and going, what should I play? And this was a part of trying to break sort of Pete's virginity in Halo.
Right.
And I fired it up, the Master Chief Collection, but of course it needed a 60 gig update. So, a few days before. Anyway, I fired up Halo Reach, which is the new optimized version, which I've played the opening of this many, many times. So they're running around and there's big emus running down hills and you're running sort of, you know, and you're fighting in this area. And it's wonderful. So I played that first chapter and a bit more. It is a great game. And I get it, you know, the story's there. So I'm going to play through this again. Because it looks pretty good now. Pretty good. It has puddles. It's Halo.
It's one of my favorite Halo stories of all the stories. And I think I enjoyed it primarily because of the diversity of characters for that you know, you play as and interact with. I think was one of the first Halo games that really took kind of a more dark approach. If you think about the color palette of Halo, it's usually very vibrant, very colorful, which is perfectly fine. But for this Halo, they actually redid a lot of the character models as well, and they made them all much less cartoony than they previously had been. And in particular, I remember the jackals in Halo Reach were really nasty looking.
Yeah, well,
how they had been before.
There's a scene on the screen right now, and it's, you know, it's a dead body of a soldier being hung up against the wall with blood sort of pouring on him. You know, it's dark enough, you know, flies going around him, and, you know.
Right.
You know, so, So it is a bit more adult, Halo. Nothing wrong with that, yep. Because the kids that were playing this here 15 years ago, you know, they are my age now, like 34 and 35. So, yeah, that's good. Yeah, so, you know, Halo, what more can you say?
Yeah, I don't think it gets any darker than the way they end Halo Reach. We won't talk about that.
Yeah, and it starts...
I don't want to be accused of spoiling.
Yeah, okay, well, I was about to spoiler. I mean, frig it. The opening scene is the same as the last scene, which is a classic movie sort of thing. You know, it opens exactly this way it ends. So it's very, very arty-farty, which is kind of cool. Do you know what? I was just thinking about this here and you know, all the stuff that's been coming out the last few weeks, the Microsoft and PlayStation. I know you'll probably touch on this later on. They say that, you know, the Xbox doesn't have games, but it really does. People think it's just maybe bored of the Halo brand or whatever it is, but it's such a strong first-party lineup as well. But people have just played so much of these over the years. That, you know, your Last of Us's and stuff like that there, which are absolutely fantastic games. But, you know, Halo is brilliant. It shouldn't be underestimated how strong a franchise it is. Go, oh, another Halo.
I think it's... Another Halo Infinite. It'll be just fine.
Yeah.
It'll be just fine. Speaking of arty farty, Kim. Talking about Banner Saga 3.
Well, I just started, so I haven't really got very far, but they've changed things up a little. It's I don't know how to explain it. It's a little more stylized, I guess, than the first two. I mean, okay. The animation seems like it's a tad bit different, and it's got a I can't remember what you want to call it. It's not like it's a thing during the battles. They've got a deal, and if you fill the bar up, you hit the Y button, and it gives you a special little move or whatever. Well, they've changed that. So there's a different deal with that. But, I mean, otherwise, it's still the same story. You know, you're still following the same people. And it's good. So I'm, great. You know. Yeah, it's really good. I'm tickled with it because I've stuck with it this far. So we'll see where it goes.
You're part of the saga now, you know. I mean,
you've
finished the second saga. You're now on to the third saga. Do we know, is there a fourth or is this it?
I think this is it.
Okay.
As far as I know. So, it's good. Like I said, the story, I'm kind of caught up with, but it is what it is. I'm shit at the battles. I'm not going to lie. I'm sure you're better at these things than I am because you've played this type of stuff more often, but I'm shit at it. I don't know, you know, if I'm doing it right or if I'm doing it wrong, but what the hell?
As long as you're winning. I mean, that's also the
great. Right?
That's
all
that matters.
There's some of them I don't win, but then I often wonder if I wasn't actually supposed to win them anyway. So, because, I mean, if you go through and you win them all, what's the fun? So,
well, it all depends. So, you know, you bring up a point, but, I mean, I think this is really, it depends on how the game is set up. There are certain games that, losing is a fail state. So in those, you're meant to win them all, and if you don't win them all, then you have to redo them. I don't know about Banner Saga. I assume there are characters that are kind of main plot characters, but you have other characters that they can die, and the game will continue on.
Yep.
So... My thing to this is, you know, I enjoy these kinds of games because there's consequences to losing, but it's not the end of the world.
Exactly.
And in fact, I'm playing a game that I'll be talking about just after we finish your talk here with Banner Saga 3 that's very similar. So, you know, you invest your care into these characters. You want to see them succeed. But... You know, that's you're the commander. So this is kind of the exciting part about it is, you know, your choices, your actual decisions on the battlefield play out and actually have an impact on the game.
Because I'm always sitting there kind of second guessing things. Like when I make a decision, I'm like, okay, should I have made that decision or should I have done something else? And by the time you hit the button and it's already gone through and you're like, well, unless I want to restart and go back so ever many, you know, episodes or whatever, I guess I'm stuck with it. So, it is what it is.
And to me, honestly, I think games that let you get past that and don't punish you too hard. And what I mean by that is there are some games out there, that, you know, they have these consequence-driven situations where if you do have characters that die as you progress further into the game, it's almost impossible to recover from that. I find those extremely punishing and obviously not as enjoyable, because at the end of the day, you want to be able to make a mistake and recover from it and not feel like, well, no, I got to start the whole thing over. So, yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I need to play this game. I need to dive into them because they absolutely are a game I think I would love.
Yeah. Doesn't do anything
I
for
just
me.
Don't have.
Doesn't do anything for me.
Well, if that doesn't do anything for you, Robin.
Okay, Halo doesn't do anything for me either. So.
Oh, just to mention finishing when you mentioned Halo again. I mentioned I was going to buy Atari 2600 cartridge, and this is it.
Yes.
I have it in my hand. Look at that. Isn't that Halo cartridge all labeled up? And it comes with this beautiful, I haven't even opened it, it's still sealed, the Halo 2600 manual. Isn't that cool? Isn't that class? A cartridge for an Atari Woody.
It is awesome to look at.
Get a free,
I've seen the videos of the gameplay.
Anyway.
All right. Real quick, last game to talk about, Phoenix Point. Mm-hmm. So, Kim... talking about games that have consequences. I have gone back in. I actually restarted the whole game in Phoenix Point because they had a big update.
Wow.
They made the suggestion that you might want to just start up a new game. So I said, why not? I will. I'll do it. Turns out I may not have needed to do that because I think a lot of it had to do with just DLC they were making available. But I'm kind of glad I did. Because I know the systems better now. I kind of understand the game better. They've been developing out a little bit of the tutorial stuff better now. So, ultimately, I've got a better opening foothold in the game. This is a XCOM clone. If you are at all a lover of the XCOM games, the newer versions, that is, not the old version, but the new version of XCOM, this is basically XCOM. Just a very different world. It's made by one of the guys that was the original game creator for XCOM. So it has all of those trappings. Cover-based, you know, shooting, turn-based, your decisions and getting soldiers killed on the battlefield impacts you because they're permadeath. They're not coming back from it. You know, the one thing I did not like about this game and I struggled with compared to XCOM is kind of what we were just talking about, which is sometimes, especially early before some of the patches they put in, when you have characters die, it was extremely punishing because recruiting characters at the time and trying to get new soldiers was almost impossible. At least the way I had been playing it to start. So it just felt like I'm screwed. There's no way I can, continue on with three characters. You know, my squad had got kind of wiped out in a big battle. I was pretty well effed, but I was like, oh, well, hopefully I'll be able to recruit more soldiers. No, there was just no way for me possibly to do that. So that was frustrating. They fixed that. It's a little more lenient when it comes to that kind of thing now. So I've been enjoying my time with Phoenix Point. It's on Game Pass for PC. Supposedly, they're going to bring a console version at some point. I would love to see that because I'd love to put this up on my big 4K TV. But for now, it's on Game Pass. So if you do like turn-based combat and you like XCOM, you should be giving this definitely a look. All right, Robin, you're shaking your head, which can only mean that you have a little bit of early Parkinson's dementia happening. But
I just like instant gratification. This turn-based stuff is... yeah, not really for me.
Let's see. Yeah, you gotta work up to it, Robin.
South Park, about as good as it can get for me, you know.
All right, let's talk some news.
Oh, news!
Here is the fucking news.
All right, so we're going to lead. A few different news stories over the week, but the first story up, Apple.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So,
Jesus fuck. Yeah, you would have to fucking... This is not news. This is not news. No, this is not news. Apples are very good for you. Yeah. You should have one a day. They're very, very healthy. They make some fantastic products as well, the company Apple. And their stock prices generally is as high as it's ever been. Yeah. Moving on.
All right, moving on. It turns out there was an iOS beta for xCloud. People had, even in our own community, had been diving into it. It was exciting because they were like, oh, sweet, we finally get xCloud on Apple product. And it had Master Chief Collection. And it was funny because I had not realized, but it was a comment, I think, from Phil had made a comment of, well, maybe eventually they'll get something more than Master Chief Collection to play. And I was like, that's really odd that you guys haven't had more games added to it, because I remember the progression on Android. It was Master Chief Collection to start, then they added like 5 games, and then they added the full 100. Then we get news out of the blue this week that they're ending the beta early. Everybody was like, why? Why are they ending it? Well, turns out Apple is blocking xCloud from really moving forward. They have store policies that don't allow game services on their platform, that they cannot individually review games. So when their games are all part of a streaming service, they don't have access to those games to review them. And so ultimately, Apple is blocking xCloud from working. They're doing the same thing, mind you, for NVIDIA, for PlayStation Now. None of those apps will run on the iOS store. So
review stuff, it's utter bullshit. That's utter bullshit, Greg, as far as an excuse is concerned, that they can't review individually games that all have ERSB passes or the UK passes on it. That's absolute crap. As big as a lover of the infrastructure of Apple and the ease of use of it, that's just bullshit.
Well, it's clear they want their game streaming service to be the only service available. Let's face it. And this was further exemplified by later in the week, Facebook came forward and made the following statement. Unfortunately, we had to remove gameplay functionality entirely from our Facebook game app in order to get Apple's approval for standalone Facebook gaming app, meaning iOS users have an inferior experience to those on Android. And that was from Facebook CEO Sheryl Sandberg. So they just straight up are blocking anything that has any kind of game streaming functionality to it. They are not letting it on their service. And it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, Apple cannot win this one. You know, they can't win it. They can say, no, you're not getting in. But they, you know, Microsoft or Facebook won't bend and twist, especially Microsoft, because people want to play the Halos or the Forzas or that 100 game catalog in xCloud. And Apple don't have that. They don't have, well, do you know what? Well, they have this, but ours is just as good. So, but they don't have that. So they can't win.
And this is the danger for Apple, is the narrative is quickly turning into, the workaround for this is buy an Android device.
Yeah, yeah. And since this all broke, I'm going, fuck me, do I have to go and buy a phone from China? No, I definitely don't buy that one. But a Samsung again? I'm sorry. I know a lot of you absolutely adore the Android infrastructure and think it's brilliant and you love it, but I don't. And there's lots of people like me that don't get on with it that well. I can use it. It's okay. So the question comes, is this feature that important to me that I would change away from an Apple to an Android phone just to play games? Or am I happy with the way my phone operates and all of my margin analysis I use for work and all those bits and pieces, which I found didn't work quite as well. The software they used just didn't. So at this moment in time, I'm not about to jump to a Samsung phone or another phone just because of this. Because
no, I don't think you're alone, Rob. And I think there's a good chunk of people out there that are likely saying, you know, hey, look, I'm going to stick with my Apple phone. But the workaround, and this is kind of what I think could start happening, is cheap Android tablets might start getting picked up. And so that's the workaround, is, you know, you don't need to buy a new phone. You can just pick up an Android tablet. Mm-hmm. played over Wi-Fi on the tablet.
Yeah, take it on holidays or whatever, And then again, I have a Switch, you know, but would it be nice, like, going to Fermanagh for a few days? There's Wi-Fi at the house. Would it be nice to go and play a bit? Maybe, yeah. Maybe. But
anyway, so it's a very interesting turn of events that happened this past
week. And you know what? Mark Wright probably fucking laughed his tits off.
I think that's how he heard
probably.
It.
Probably.
Yeah, that's probably
he was laughing so hard he threw his back down.
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, so there was a couple comments in the chat talking about, you know, but Netflix, but Mixer and things like that. You know, obviously iOS allows for Netflix, you know, strangely, because they don't have to, you know, they claim that movies are already reviewed, so they don't have to individually review them. They've already been proved. It's a weird situation. I think cooler heads will eventually prevail. I think they'll figure a way to get this done.
Yeah.
But for now, the future is on hold when it comes to iOS. Speaking of the future, Rocksteady Games teased the long suspected and hinted at Suicide Squad game. They basically put up an image on their Twitter account and then said basically there'll be a game announcement August 22nd at DC's virtual fandom event, which I didn't know there was a DC fandom event happening, but apparently there is. So August 22nd, Suicide Squad, we should see it in its entirety. Some are you know, rumors were saying it was going to be similar to the Avengers game. I kind of hope not. I kind of hope they run it somehow similar to what Batman was. I really love the Batman games. I think Rocksteady was fantastic with those games, so I'd love to see them carry that on.
Yeah, just give a bit of love to the chat there. You know, Scott Stubby said he's just upgraded his iPad and his iPhone, and he likes it better than Android, and he's not about to give up just to play games. And that's kind of where I am as well. I'm disappointed, but I would like it. Dan says I could always run Android and Switch. Don't know how to do that. And Game Over UK, of course. Hello, buddy. He said he doesn't think, not sure Microsoft won't bend. Microsoft are desperate to catch up and have the statement of more people playing Xbox. I don't think Microsoft are desperate to catch up. I think Microsoft are quite happy with the way things are going. Thank you. I think with the Windows operating system and all the other stuff that they do, it's great that Xbox brand makes a good profit. But yeah, and I think they're going the right way. I'm sure it's a disappointment for them. Absolutely. I hope they cast with Will Smith again. Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be cool.
Suicide Squad, yep, shifting gears there, yes. Yeah, I actually enjoyed the Suicide Squad movie.
I haven't watched it.
One of the, you know, I know some people didn't care for it. I thought it was fine. So I'm looking forward to this. And again, I think Rocksteady are really at the top of their craft. And it also should be noted, and I didn't put this up in our news, but we'll talk about it real quickly. WB came forward and made a statement basically internally, I guess it was an internal email to employees, basically saying that, you know, they are not selling their studios, their gaming studios at this point in time, that everything is going to keep going as, you know, forward as normal. I mean, obviously that's a message you want to send internally so people feel, you know, comfortable, especially if you haven't reached an agreement with anybody to sell the games division off yet. So you want to keep producing at a high level. So you say, hey, everything's fine. Don't mind the smoke over in the corner. It's not a fire. It's been put out. and so, you know, I think that's a bit of what we're seeing here. I think, you know, by year's end, we probably see they do reach an agreement with somebody. Apparently, EA became another big company in mention for the purchase of the WB games. I don't think I want EA to buy them personally. I don't like the way they run most of their studios. Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. For now, everything is business as usual, and we have a new Suicide Squad game to look forward to. Okay. The big event that took place this past week, State of Play 2. So Sony held their big State of Play event, or I should say second big event. Now, I say big, you know, it's a big event because it's a Sony PlayStation event. Those are all big. People are looking forward to them. Sony was very, very open and honest about, hey, cool your jets. You know, don't expect too much from this event. They said it's going to be a lot about third-party developers, a lot of PS4 game information, some PS5, but don't expect a lot of PS5 information coming out of this. There'll be no hardware information. There's going to be no pricing information. And they were true to their form. That was the case. So I have a list of all the games that came out and were shown. Mm-hmm. If you feel like talking about any of these, let's talk about them, but I'll kind of run through them real quickly. To me, it wasn't an over like excitable list of games. Crash 4, It's About Time.
Looks good.
It looked nice.
But it's another Crash. It's
a Crash game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hitman 3 VR, I think for VR fans, there's a couple games in here that kind of get them excited.
Hitman 4. Yeah. More Hitman?
I always get a little nervous first-person VR games.
Oh, you know, okay.
But it might be great. It might be great.
Hmm.
Supposedly, you can play through the entire game in VR, you know, in the VR first-person view. Braid Anniversary Edition.
Hmm. Oh, we all need another one of these.
Yeah, you know, Braid was a great game. Come on. Braid was a great game, but I don't know that I can get excited for the anniversary edition of Braid. Now, granted, they did say they're going to be adding like a documentary kind of commentary into the game. And they said it'll be deeper than anything that anybody's ever done before, kind of telling you how they made the game.
It's not coming out until next year.
Yeah, well, okay.
I've done a video comparison there of when it first came out and then 2021. And it was a little less pixelated. I guess it's lovely. It's a hard puzzler. Some of the stuff is quite abstract. Yeah, nice to revisit again. Probably people will play it for half an hour and go, oh, that was nice to go back to that again, and away we go. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Also announced, by the way, this is not in order of the announcements. That I just pulled all of the names of the games off of a website, so we'll just kind of run through them. Control, Alan Wake expansion DLC. So this I found kind of interesting because the Alan Wake IP is, I believe, still in control by Microsoft, or at least they have some kind of first right of refusal. But the game Control is pulling his character back out, if you will, into an expansion within the game Control. This is like crazy bonkers, like breaking walls type thing to me. This could be great. I don't know. I know the game Control was really well received by a lot of people. I think it suffered from coming out at a time that there was a lot of competition, so it necessarily didn't get the love it probably should have. I'm kind of curious to see what happens with this Alan Wake expansion.
Hmm?
Spelunky 2 got announced. It's a beloved game. They've made another. Auto Chess was also announced. And I don't mean if you want to play this game, more power to you. When I saw these coming out, they just didn't really excite me. Vader Immortal VR version. So this is playing as Darth Vader in VR. This could be kind of cool. You think about VR experiences. I remember the Batman VR experience where you were Batman. Everybody loved that. So I have to think playing as Darth Vader is going to have some really cool kind of moments to it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then we had Temtem. Not Kim's Cat. Temtem. I don't know. Then there was Hood Outlaws and Legends. So it's a Robin Hood game.
Yeah. Which looked interesting until I found out it was P versus everyone. So, yeah no thanks. If there was some sort of single player story to it, I'd have been more interested. So
I'm with you. It kind of lends back to my experience with Fallout 76. Loved the idea of it once I got in playing with other people. Mm-hmm. I hated it. So I have to think I'd have the same reaction with Hood, Outlaws, and Legends. Mutationem. Okay, whatever.
Say what now?
Exactly. Anno Mutationem did nothing for me. They did spend some time with Bugsnax. This is a game. So I did not like Viva Pinata. Was not a Viva Pinata fan.
You liked the friggin' song?
Well, yes, I did like the song. But that was actually a parody song. So let's go there. Bugsnax to me totally captures kind of some of that Viva Pinata vibe. Not for me. But people seem to be kind of going crazy over Bugsnax. I don't know why. Everybody thinks this is the next biggest thing, apparently. I hear it constantly being mentioned, especially in mainstream media. Bugsnax, it's still coming. They're getting people excited for it. The Game of the Pedestrian. Yeah. I think, Robbie, you just had that on screen a moment ago as I was looking at the Pedestrian. That's actually something that kind of seems pretty cool to me. So an indie game, it's like you have stick figure art that you're making your way through signs on fences. Huh. It's a puzzler.
I like this. Yeah.
Looks pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is different. Pretty smart. I'm excited for this one. So there's that. Aeon Must Die was announced. Did not do anything for me. The Pathless also. This I think some people will get behind. For me, I was less excited about this one, but it might be great.
It looks quite Zelda-ish.
Yeah.
That sort of art style.
Then we had Genshin Impact, which I believe, if I remember correctly, was kind of an anime type game. As soon as I hear anime, my eyes just glaze over. So, not in my wheelhouse for sure. And the last game to really talk about, they did a pretty extended look at Godfall. So that is the new game. Randy Pitchford's company. I'm drawing a total blank on the
Gearbox.
Name of them. Thank you, Gearbox. This is exclusive to PS5 and PC.
Is he publishing it, or are they making it?
No, Sony is doing. Sony has the publishing rights on PlayStation 5. They, I think, are in a deal with Epic for PC. I could be wrong on that. But I know it's just coming to PC and PlayStation 5. This was one of the very first games ever announced. Actually, this was the very first game ever announced for next gen. It was at the Game Awards. They showed this off. I think they call it the looter slasher, if I remember, or slooter or something like that. They're trying to give it the catchy phrase.
Keep trying.
Yeah, they're pulling in all of the trappings of all of the popular games right now. You know, RPG elements, upgrades, loot, that kind of thing. I need to see more of this story before I can get excited about this. I'm not sure if
I want to, slash my loot or loot slash or be accused of slashing and looting. You can slash all you want in one day, but do you want to loot it as well? Goodness. Wash your hands.
Anyway, so overall, it was a very, it was just an okay event.
Look,
at the end of the day,
I heard
it did exactly what they said they were going to be doing, but fans
didn't like it. They were bored, like John Mouse and stuff like that. They're real fans who couldn't get it going.
So let's talk about that real quickly. I feel like these overreactions to these shows and fans being disappointed, I think, is as much a legitimate disappointment as it is fans are just so starved for actual next gen information and wanting just to consume everything. Because right now we're stuck at home. There's not been really the traditional E3 stuff happening. We want to know when and how much we're going to have to spend on these consoles. And the companies are playing this stupid game of chicken, and we're getting drip-fed information here and there. And then, of course, when we do have these events, we're hoping beyond hope that we're really going to see something that just wows us, that says, oh, my God, this is why I need next gen. And outside of maybe one or two games, you know, and I think Ratchet and Clank is probably the one game that really stands out to me as being a good example of what next gen kind of showed off and was awesome. Everything else has not really raised that bar up there tremendously. It's been okay, just not great. And I think this is the problem. I think people are like now
overreacting.
Yeah. But also our expectations are high and we're keeping them high when maybe we should be hearing these companies out when they say lower your expectations. It's going to be a bunch of PS4 games and some PS5 stuff. Don't get your hopes up means don't get your hopes up. Yet we still seem to be getting our hopes up and then come away disappointed. I don't think anybody should have been disappointed by this show because Sony said exactly what it was going to be. It was PS4 games, some PS5 games, but they're cross-generational, third-party stuff. It was what it was.
I know.
So,
people are reacting.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah. Anyway. Kim, you know, we blew yes. through because you were dealing with children at the time.
Yep.
And so because you were dealing with children at the time, we never got a chance to talk about the monthly freebies. We yes. left this to your job, Kim. This is your role. So what I would love for you to do, if you could, is let's walk through. Let's just talk about what we can get with all of our different subscriptions for August 2020. When you get to the Twitch Prime games, just say SNK 40th anniversary. You don't Thank have you. To read through them.
Thank God, because holy crap, that's a list. All right, your games with gold for August are Portal Knights, which is available now through the 31st. Override Mech City Brawl, which is available the 16th through September 15th. Then you have MX Unleashed, which is available now through the 15th. Red Faction 2, which is available August 16th through the 31st. And then for your PlayStation Plus games, we have Fall Guys, Ultimate Knockout. Again, only majors. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 Campaign Remastered. And those are your PlayStation Plus games for August. For your Twitch Prime games, we have Baseball Stars 2, Blazing Chrome, Chroma Squad. I don't know why I have that sound. I don't know. It's been a long day. Ironclad, King of the Monsters, Metal Slug 2, Sengoku 3, Shaq 2, Shock Troopers 2nd Squad, Treachery in Beatdown Town. I don't know. That seems like that's like a bad rap song or something. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Warsaw, SNK 40th Anniversary Collection. Scrolling past the gigantic list of those. And then for your Stadia Pro games for August, we have Strange Brigade, which is a very good game. I highly recommend it. Kona, which is all right, I guess. Metro 2033 Redo, and Just Shapes and Beats. That's apparently all it is Shapes and Beats.
Huh. That's all you need.
So those shapes, are your free games for the month.
Shapes and Beats. Shapes and Beats.
All right. Kim, I will do you a solid now since you just read through that massive list. I will rattle off what we can expect for new releases this coming up week. Blah, blah, blah. I didn't even say that right, but here we go. Hyperscape on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC August 11th. You've got Metamorphosis on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch for August 12th. Total War Saga Troy. Cunt Robin. that's on August 13th for PC. He just deleted half the list on me as I was talking. Deliver Us the Moon, finally coming to the Switch and being delivered there on August 14th. And last but not least, the game that I actually have kind of heard some good things about, EA Sports UFC 4. That's coming out PlayStation 4 on August Xbox One, August 14th. Be interesting to see that one. I think they bring a story mode into it that actually is a story mode, similar to what they've done with some of the other sports games. So I think that's kind of needed for these sports franchises, to be honest. Having some kind of single player game to accompany the online play, kind of important. I don't know. I think it helps build some context and attachment to the sport, if you will. Anyway. All right, Robin. You swarmy bastard.
Yeah.
What is happening on the Victory is Achieved?
There's been a few victories achieved this week. It is sort of quietens down a wee bit over the summertime and stuff like that. But anyway, get your entries in. They are coming. Victory Achieved pretty much is just a way to get money. We do a draw every 3 months. And if you finish games, you're in that draw and you've got a chance to win. So what you do is you take a photograph of yourself with the credits in the background when you finish the game to your satisfaction. You take that photograph of you, a lovely smiling face, and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved, and you'll go into the pot. And this week, the people that finished games are... we had a wonderful gentleman, James, that's Jay, B1983, Jay. He finished Ghost Recon Wildlands with over 100 plus hours in it, so fair play to you, man. Calling all cars, he finished Persona 5. Our own legit Chinny, he finished Ori and the Blind Forest. Glad you played it, mate. I was playing a bit of that, didn't mention that, but the second one I've been playing a little bit on and off now too. And of course, Ken finished Banner Saga 2. So well done, everybody, for doing that. Get your entries in, and for just even doing this, you get this beautiful piece of audio.
You all have a victory's achieved! Victory's achieved! You have one! Victory's achieved!
And that was some fella saying that he was the child who fluffed up the hairs on Joe Biden's legs.
Yes, but not a fluffer. He is vision. Real quickly, Harley Dan in the chat also mentioning Epic Store. They've been doing a lot of this. Obviously, they're trying to get people into their ecosystem. So Remnant from the Ashes and the Alto Collection are going to be free August 13th. And apparently the new Total War Saga Troy will be free on August 24th. So there you go. Free games.
Free.
Who does not like free games? And to answer the question from Game Over UK... Yes, please remain clothed.
I don't mind.
Just the important bits. You can keep your hands naked if you want.
I don't mind.
All right. let's do some shout outs. Let's wrap things up. Real quickly, by the way, just a quick update. Thank you, everybody, for the kind words from last week regarding our tribute and commentary with regards to Gary Lever. I am so thrilled. His charity event up on Extra Life, it has gotten massive support. He's already raised $1,500.
Wow. I haven't
a short period of time.
Put any money in yet either, so.
Yeah. Many people still yet to support. And, so please keep supporting, extralife.org, look up, in memory of Gary Lever. Or just type in Gary Lever. You'll find him. LEAVOR. Or just look up VG Hub. He's the sole guy on our VG Hub team, knocking it out. So thank you to everybody that's been supporting. And, of course, Gary, we do miss you, man. Okay. With that update, let's do some individual shout-outs. Kim, why don't you start us off?
All righty. I'm going to shout out our shatters real quick. We've had quite a few in there today. Scott Stebby, Lord of the Manor, Hardly Dan, another TTV viewer, Aiton, Electrical Longboard, Game Over UK, System Gamer, and Martin has all been in the chat today. So thanks for that. And the chat's been going quite heavily, so that's a good thing. As for me, I'm GamerGirl27. That's Twitter. That's Xbox. It's a little funkier on PlayStation, but if you need it that badly, I'll get it to you. Shout out to you guys.
Sorry. So the way you said that.
I've never on the
careful the way you say these things, so. Kim. Yes.
I know. Anyway, shout out to you guys. It's fun. Like it always is. You put up with me bringing children on the show and that sort of thing. So, and the cats, that I guess aren't in here anymore. Other than that, if anybody wants to chat or whatever, you can know where to find me. Everybody have a good week, and hopefully we don't all melt in this heat. So, how about you there, Robin?
Yeah, I wasn't here last week, I missed you chatting about Gary. I found it extremely hard, personally, that the week before that we had left that little message and we had given Gary a ribbing about, get up and get going, and I edited the front of the podcast just to say that he wasn't very well. And I found that extremely difficult. And then later on that day, when he moved on. It's amazing. Not amazing. How much that little fella touched a lot of us, and I don't mean he touched me in London. He did try a few times, but I batted him off, little bugger. But he did touch us and all in over the years, not just then. And I think back even to the intro to our show, and there's some audio of Gary in the intro of our show, if you listen to it. And I think it's fantastic what we're doing with Extra Life with Gary. It is one lovely community that we have. Sorry, I'm mumbling and rambling here, but
You're doing better than I did last week, my man.
Yeah. So just everybody that's been affected. We all have been. It's hard to lose one of our family, and that's what has happened. Dan, if I could hug you right now forever, I probably wouldn't let you go all night long now. I wouldn't give you tongues or anything, but I would definitely hug you for a long time, Dan, because I know it's pretty tough for you, mate. And anybody that's suffering out there with loss or depression, other bits and pieces, like, this community is a family and nobody will judge. So if you have need to reach out to any of us, please do. And support that charity for Gary. We'll be talking about Gary lots more before the end of this year and ongoing. And try and pick out his voice on our intro. Okay, that's me. Thank you, everybody. Be safe. If you want to have fun and join the OC Gordon Gecko WhatsApp group, let me know and we'll get you in there and you can chat some silly shares and we'll try and make a bit of money together or lose it.
Gordon Gecko group. I like it.
OC Gordon Gecko. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And take us away.
All right. Well, real quickly. So I'm in the store today. And by the way, lovely sentiment, Robin. Thank you for that. I want to address that. But winding up on a Stranger Thing note. So there is a wine called Uprising. I find it on our end, out on the West Coast, I find it in like Trader Joe's. Apparently some of the other kind of more niche retailers will carry it. It's a really cool wine. Not the greatest wine in the world. It's not bad. But it has a very unique selling point in that every label has a augmented reality, AR thing on it, where you put your phone up, you scan the face of the person on the bottle.
They're in the UK.
And a story. Yeah, and a story will appear, it started with, they were talking about criminals out of like Australia. Talking about their storied history, if you will, what got them into prison, that kind of thing. Really unique, different. And I'm in the store today, and I look down, and I see Uprising, and I see a bunch of the kind of old-timey photos of different past criminals. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, they've got a couple new ones out. And I look at a couple of the bottles, and I realize that's a picture of Snoop Dogg. And so apparently they have done a deal with Snoop Dogg, and he has his own bottle version for Uprising. It's unique. It's different. I highly recommend. Go check it out if you get a chance. Instead, we can look at Robin's 3D art on screen. That's interesting. Anyway, all right.
Sorry.
We're done. Be safe, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Come back next week because we'll be here doing our thing again. And we love you all. We wouldn't be the same without you. So let's just keep having fun and hanging out.
See you guys.
Robin.
Bye all.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.
Bollocks.
Thank you for watching. Transition. Press that button. And then go goodbye. Stop recording. Stop streaming.
Bollocks.
He knocked a cat over. or down, Knockdercat down, many, many years ago. I was way, way down in the south of Ireland driving too fast along this very wide road. This cat is in the middle of the car late at night, and the cat went straight underneath the car. And I must have been doing 70, 80, 90 miles an hour. Anyway, I remember looking in my rearview mirror and watching the cat spinning like it was breakdancing behind me. All these years later, I still regret that I'd never stopped. So, I don't think I went over it. I think it breakdanced the night away. Yeah. Okay, let's start this crazy thing.
Not to go back.
Yes, never go back.
Gentleman was not recognized.